Okay, I guess we'll begin. So you should have received a handout. If you don't have it, there's some up here. You don't have to take it if you don't want to. It's just there for your convenience. I was asked to speak on the topic of Lag BaOmer, and it's a little nerve-wracking because Lag BaOmer is a very mystical day. And, you know, some of the topics and ideas behind Lag BaOmer have to do with Kabbalah and the Yisodei HaTorah and things that are mystical. And it's hard to explain, so it's always daunting. But I was learning with Rav Moshe Tzvi Weinberg a little piece here. I gave it out. This is not his sefer. This is a sefer of the Skoyola Rebbe. Skoyola Rebbe was Abraham Moshe Rabinowitz. Or if you say in Yiddish, Rabinowitz. Sounds a little better. But he is a small sect of Hasidus here in America. They have a, and he has a sefer called Drushe Lag BaOmer. And I felt like this, the lesson of this piece was very down to earth. It was a light limud. It was an enjoyable Torah. So I thought we would learn it together today. And I could ramble on for like forever. So if you have anything that's unclear, you know, feel free to just say it. I might be looking down. Just say it out loud. Just I'll stop. No problem. Okay, so let's just jump right in. So he starts off the piece here. If you want to look inside, whatever you want. Ashreichem Yisrael. So Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael. This is a famous Mishnah in Yuma. You see it's quoted in the highlight. It's at the end of the Maseches Yuma. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael. Lefnei mi atem etarim umi etar eschem. Avichem shebashamayim. Ve'oimer mikva Yisrael Hashem. Very good. It's a famous mission. We sing it on Lag BaOmer. A lot of people sing it. I already sang it this past Shabbos. I davened in the Shtiepel in Riverdale. They sang it like 10 times. Already it's not even Lag BaOmer yet. I don't know how he's going to do it on Lag BaOmer, but the Shabbos before Lag BaOmer, he's already singing it. So, very nice. If you want me to translate, you know, Ashreichem Yisrael, Ashrei means praiseworthy or happy is Israel. Before who are you purified and who purifies you? Your Father in heaven. Like it says in the Pasuk Yirmiyah, Mikvah Yisrael Hashem, that Hashem is like a mikvah, just like a mikvah is metahir, it cleanses the Temeim, people who are impure. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is metahir Klal Yisrael. So he quotes in the next paragraph in Midrash Talpios, as Moshe Tzvi Weinberg explained, that Midrash Talpios was a compilation of Kabbalistic ideas. It's not necessarily a classic Medrash that we think of when we think of Medrash Rabbah and different types of texts on like Chumash. And he wants to talk about the life of Yisachar and Zvulun. So I saw on the Pri Tzadik, which is Rav Tzadik HaKohen Milublin, Chassidish Rav, that in the name of the Arizal, that there's 12 months of the year. And it's not by coincidence that there's 12 months of the year. There are also 12 tribes of the Jewish people. So each month in certain Torahs, each month is keneged a certain Shevet, is compared to a certain Shevet. And this month of Iyar is Shevet Yisachar. So he wants to talk about the relationship between Yisachar and his brother Zevulun. And we know, if you see the highlight, Medrash Talpios, he quotes the Medrash Talpios, Sheshmo shel Zevulun hayechokok be'efod al evin hayahalom. What's a yahalom? Anyone know what a yahalom? What? Precious stone. Which specific type of stone? Anyone know? A yahalom is a diamond. You see, look, he says it. He diamond. See that? He says it's a diamond. And what's the character traits of a diamond? I mean, they're beautiful. It's a precious stone. It's very expensive. See, what was Zvulun? Zvulun was who? He was the earner. You know this term, learner, but an earner? Going around the seminaries, or Ginsburg, my Rebbe, from Nativ, teaches him a Mechala, if anyone knows him. He says, you know, learner but an earner. It's a good derech in life to learn. We also need to make a living. But here, Zvulun is not a learner and an earner. What was Zvulun? It was just the earner. And who was the learner? Yisachar. There's a famous thing. Yisachar learned, and Zvulun supported him. So you can imagine how Zvulun may have felt. We're making assumptions here. But you can think, he is the one who made the money. He worked very hard. He had to make the money. And he would give it to Yisachar so he would be able to live and be able to learn Torah in the Beis Medrash. We know Yaakov was Ish Tam Yoshe Ba'olim. Yaakov was a person who sit in the Beis Medrash all day and learned. And Yisachar was doing what his father did. But Zvulun, maybe he didn't have the head for it, maybe he just couldn't, maybe he had like what a lot of people have now, ADD. He couldn't sit there for that long all day. So he said, you know what, I'm going to take it upon myself, I'm going to go make the money so I can support the people who are learning. So you can imagine that maybe Zvulun had a little bit of, you know, he was a little uneased that he's not learning. He's like the dropout, yeshiva dropout. And he was never able to finish. He's not sitting and learning. He's not doing the ikker. What he's doing is like what we call tafel, that if you have cereal and milk. So you have the cereal and then you have the milk. You don't make a bracha on the milk. You make a bracha on the cereal because the cereal is the main food. The milk is just an addition. Makes it better, but it's an addition. So Zvulun, he may think that he's just an addition. He's just he's tuffle to the main thing, which is to learn. He couldn't do it, so he'll go and he'll work. But what is the Yahalom? Why is he a Yahalom? So says the Medrash back into the piece. Who diamond? B'teva ha diamond who kasha me'od v'doche la'achor ha'patish shemakabo. So a diamond, yes, it's beautiful, it's precious, it's rare, it's expensive, which makes sense why it's Zvulun. But there's another property of a diamond. Diamond is unbreakable. Diamond is kashim eod. Diamond, you can't break. I heard somebody say, you can't break a diamond unless you have a diamond, something like that. And a diamond is probably like one of the hardest substances known to man. So what's the significance of Zvulun having the Yahalom? L'chein nitnul Zvulun she'osik b'frak matia, k'dei she'yisachar osik b'torah. He was fishing, and Yisachar was osik b'torah, and he would give him the money. So what's the lesson of the diamond? Ki k'shem she'yahalom. Just like a hammer can't smash it. So too, Zvulun le olam hayalibo shalem b'mesha hayazan mefarnes liyisachar. He was completely fine with doing his job. What does that mean, completely fine? The next word, underlined. Me olam lo nishbra libo alze v'lo nichnas bo shum charata. Wow. Me olam means never. He never, ever felt that with a broken heart, that he was doing a the tuffle job. He never felt that. He never felt charata, is what we would call regret. He never felt that. His fishing was ikker. His fishing was just as lechadchila as Yisachar's learning. Afal pish ayam mesukan es atzmo lozun es Yisachar ayin sham dvarm hakadosh. Even though every day he'd go risk his life in the waters, in the ocean, you know, working very hard, he would risk his life for Yisachar to learn. But still, he felt that his nekuda in life, this support that he was providing Yisachar, was just as lichadchila. He was never upset about his tafkid in life. It's a big lesson for us. No matter what kind of a person you are, the Rav Shechter likes to say, there's some people who can learn Torah, who can sit down with Chavrusa, in the base medrash, you know, thank God both sides of the base medrash here in Queens, have people learning all the time. But some people are just not cut out for it. People do chesed, people do other mitzvahs. That's why we have 613. Here b'lam Torah mitzvahs. Hashem gave us so many options. The Rambam says, why did he give us so many options? Really, because we're only supposed to perfect one of them. So if he gave us one, it would be very hard to perfect it. Well, it would be harder, because maybe you're not good at it. But he gave you so many, so you find your niche. You find your thing that you're good at. You find what you're good at. And this is what Zvulun felt. He didn't have any regret. So you're thinking, what does this have to do with Lag BaOmer? That's what I was thinking. So we'll get there. B'ezrat Hashem. It's clear? So far it's good? Okay. What else can we talk about a diamond? The Segula HaDiamond Shebechol, this is the next paragraph. Nimtzev Shechol Malkum Sheholech Bechol Masha Over Olav Eino Nishbar Ve'eino Nishtana La'olam. As a Slonim Svarim write, what happens if a diamond falls into like mud? You pick up the mud and you wash it off. The diamond is just crystal clear like it was a second ago. The schmutz doesn't stick to the diamond. You just need to wash it off. You rinse it off. A diamond, we talked about, is kosher meod than all other materials. Because a diamond is unbreakable. It's an unbreakable force. And Zvulun's lesson to teach us is that somebody, and he says in the next line, Mishahu me'usher be'etzem, as we said, Eitz chayim hila machazik imbav v'samcheh me'usher. I don't know, I think I skipped that line, but he quotes that on the top of that middle paragraph. It means Eitz Chaim He, talking about the Torah, as the Gemara says, Eitz Chaim is the Torah. Those who cling to it have life, v'somcheha me'ushar, and those who support it are happy. And Zvulun is the paradigm of supporting Torah. So somebody who's happy, somebody who's me'ushar, Misha who me'ushar be'etzem, Ma'amido shel osher eino nispoil mima'oros ha'olam. He'll never be upset about what's going on. Somebody who's truly happy, because we have to understand what that means, he's truly happy. And we're going to get there. But he understands that what he's doing is a lichachila thing. It's not that I'm doing something worse than that person. Oh, I don't have the skill set that that person has, so I'm never going to be as good as him. You never feel that. Zvulun's teaching us a person should never feel that. You should feel like you're a diamond. Each person in Klal Yisrael is a diamond. How do we know that? Look at the next paragraph. It starts, V'chein. V'chein b'nei Yisrael, sheyesh be'osios Yisrael, is osios ashrei. Without the lamed, if you unscramble it, the same word ashrei, happy. What else is ashrei? The Torah is Ashrei. The Torah starts with Ashrei. Ashrei Chem Yisrael, says Rabbi Akiva. Bnei Yisrael should be happy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Matar you, that you're an unbreakable person, that any situation you get in, you're like a diamond. Every person, Zvul and Yisachar, a learner and earner, both. It's all Lechachila. But what is this supposed to, what does it mean, Lechachila? He says, "Shayide koach haTorah bnei Yisrael meushar." The koach of Torah makes you happy. Sheyesh bekirvam tokev penimi shel tisbata laolam. Ve'alze nemar ashreichem Yisrael. And that's why it's ashreichem to the Jews. That's why we're happy. Sheyesh bechinas ashrei meushar he benekudas penimius of the Torah. The Torah is what brings ashreichem. Clinging to the Torah, being an eved Hashem. I'm not learning 24/7. I'm not capable. I need to work. I need to provide for my family. That's lichachila. That's not bidyavid. That's primary. People think that's a bidyavid. I wish I could go all day and all the money come to me. No, that's not the lesson. So let's connect this to Lag BaOmer. How long have I been talking? I lose track of time. So if you see, there's a break here. It says Torah Sod Hachayim Shebekarav Adam Atzma. I want to quote to you a Maharal that I heard from Rabbi Moshe Tzvi. It's a beautiful Maharal. If you get one thing out of this year, this Maharal, you remember this Maharal. He says, there's a Mishnah Avos that says, Shlosh Dvarim Olam Almeid, it's famous. Can anyone know the three? Torah, Avoda, Gemilas Chasadim. So the Maharal explains beautifully. He says, what's Avoda? Avoda is me to Hashem. It's my personal Jewish Yiddishkeit, my mitzvahs that I observe. That's me and Hashem. That's my Avoda in this world. Gemilas Chasadim, the Maharal says, that's me and my friend. The things I do, the midos I have, the way I treat people. And what's Torah? Torah has been Adam La'atzma. A person has to know himself. The way that he analyzes himself. A person needs to have proper self-esteem. That's what we've been talking about. Zvulun. You have to have proper self-esteem. You have to be comfortable with yourself. This past week's parsha, Kedoshim Tiyu. What does it say? It says, Behaftal Recha Kamocha. What does it mean, Kamocha? It means that you have to love yourself. A person Mimela. A person has to love himself in order to love other people. And we do love ourselves. We're born with that feeling that we love ourselves. I mean, you know, hopefully we like ourselves. And a person has to relate to himself, and that's what the Torah is. Bein Adam le'atzma. That's what he says. And we'll talk about that a little bit. But if you look at this paragraph with the highlight, the bottom left, L'harchiv hadibur, he wants to explain from the Hagoyim, we quoted him before, of Tzadik HaKoyim Milublin, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh L'Vracha, Shavuos hu kabbalas haTorah l'Torah haNigla. So what does that mean? On Shavuos, we got the revealed Torah, the Luchos, the written Torah. The Lag BaOmer is kabbalas haTorah l'Torah haNister. Lag BaOmer is when we got the Torah haNister, the hidden Torah, whatever that means. The Yesh LaHavin. He asked a good kasha. I didn't even know this was a question because I didn't know the mitzias. I didn't know the reality. But listen to this question. Yesh lahavin, lama bekabalas haTorah haNigla haya bekolos uberakim. Why, it says in Shemos, when Bnei Yisrael were on Har Sinai, there was noise and there was thunder and there was lightning and there was all this fanfare. But kafa aleim hagigis, Hashem mamish took Har Sinai, flipped on top of us. Like, there was a lot going on, you know? Like, I can imagine the scene, like, chaos, a little bit. Positive chaos. But, the underline here, Ba'al Kabbalas HaTorah HaNister Lo Niskil Davar. We don't know. There was nothing made about the Torah's Nister. Rashbi, we feel, in our Misora, we say Rashbi was the paradigm of Teres Hanister. He was the Zohar. He was the secrets of the Ramazan. That's Rashbi. But we don't hear how the Torah was given over. We don't hear any fanfare that was people were celebrating. Why not? Why isn't it the same? So that's that first piece. So, yes. Which one? Yeah. Balkabalas Torah Hanister, lo nisgar davar. Nothing is mentioned about it. By the Torah, the physical Torah, we see Kol Zubrakim, he quotes from a Pasuk in Shemos, he quotes from a Gemara in Shabbos, Kol Rash Gadol. But we don't see any sources about Olam Torah Nister. Maybe you're thinking what I'm about to say. Because it's simple but deep. I want to say it clear. So we said that we quoted the Maharal. That we said, Bin Adam l'chaber, Bin Adam l'atzma, and Terev is Bin Adam l'atzma. But if you see here, the first paragraph, Venira, I'm on the back page. The first word is Venira on the page. Venira, Api Mashta, the Isa, Bisfar, Makadosh, and Beis Yaakov. The Sefer HaKadosh, Beis Yaakov, was written by the Ishpitzer. And he wants to explain, what's Teres Nister? What is Teres Nister? That each person in Israel, every person, has two parts of Torah, two bechinos. Aleph, it's under double underlined. Aleph, HaTorah Shebechsav V'Shebaal Peh HaMesorah Lanu Midorder. The person has this first element, which is the Torah Shebechsav and the Torah Shebaal Peh. I didn't want to say before that the Nister was Gemara, because the Ishbitzer doesn't say that the Nister is the Gemara, the Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral law. That's not the Nister. That's the first part of Torah. That's the Torah Shebechsav, Torah Shebaal Peh. That's all the Mesorah. That's one type of Torah. Maybe that's the Torah Nigla. But the Beis, the second part of Torah, is what? Is the Maisa. Kol Maisa She'osa V'chol Pe'ula She'poel She'ubitoch Gidrei HaTorah Na'asa Torah Chakuka Al Luach Lev Ha'adam. What does that mean? That means when I do my Maisim, when I live my life, when I'm walking in the street, what am I doing? What am I thinking about? What am I trying to emulate? You could separate it like this. Aleph is learning Torah, teaching Torah, the Mesorah, and Beis is living Torah. Beis is living Torah. How I walk in the street. What am I thinking about? Am I an Eved Hashem? Kedoshim Tiyu. I'm inherently Kadosh. Why? Rav Avram Shor said today, I was listening to a shir, Pashtus, the simple way of reading Kedoshim Tiyu is you are holy. Why? You have a piece of God inside of you. You are a piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are holy, intrinsically holy. So the Ishbitzer says beautifully, why was there no noise by the giving of the Torah Nister, by Rashbi, by the Zohar? Why don't we hear of any simchas that were people were dancing in the streets? We don't hear of such a thing. Why? Because he says, after the underline, V'chein kabbalat ha-Torah ha-sod, lo hutzuchu b'nei Yisrael l'kabbalat ha-Torah b'kol Hashem b'koach. It doesn't require the kolos who brought him. It doesn't require the verbal transmission. Kevan she'etzem kabbalas ha-Torah hu giloi mitzvoynes libo shel Adam. V'toras ha-sod tzfuna v'chasuma b'soch ha-Adam. The Teres Nister, he says, is inside of us. It's on your lev, luach lev ha-Adam. It's when a person does his ma'isim tovim, a person lives his life as an Eved Hashem. That's the Teres Nister. And that doesn't require someone to tell you. It just requires action. The Zohar, in the next piece here, I'll say it outside. The Zohar says when Rashbi was about to pass away on his deathbed and all his Talmidim were around him soaking up the words that he was saying, what was the last word he said? The Zohar says that his neshama left him. Nishmaso shel Rabbi Yishmael bar Yochai yatzasa b'tevas chayim. That seems like oxymoron. He's dying on the word chayim. So what does that mean? So he writes, Ki hasod shegilahu etzem achayim shel ish Yisrael. What Rashbi is teaching us, what Teres Nister is teaching us, is that a person, no matter what situation, no matter what skill set he's given, a person is a diamond. A person needs to remember that it's his maisim, it's the way he acts, it's the way he conducts himself. That's what makes the Teres Nister part of you. And that's what Rashbi was saying when he was passing away. He said the word Chayim, because Chayim, even when it seems like I'm leaving this world, even when it seems that in this world I'm in a situation where maybe it's not the best. Maybe it's empty. Maybe I'm in an empty situation. Maybe I feel depressed. Maybe I've been in a situation of hardship. That there's chayim there. And how does one have chayim? By connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By being an Eved Hashem and being, knowing that He is a diamond. And that's why when our enemies try to destroy us, they try to beat us, we're hard, we're solid, we're unbreakable. And that's the mindset that a person needs to have. And with that mindset, you'll be like Zvulun. You'll be an Ashrei. You'll be happy. And that's what Rabbi Akiva was teaching us in the song that we sing on Lag BaOmer, Ashreichem Yisrael. Be happy. Be a diamond. Have that in mind. The Gilei Torah Sasod, U Gilei Achius Halakos Sheyesh Bekerav Libo, Tchalos Yisrael. That's the Zohar. But I want to talk to you now about another idea. This is quoted in the Kuznetzer Magid. What do we know? Death is compared to a few things in the Torah, in the Gemaras. Anyone know? Something's like death. Anyone know? Being embarrassed in public or something like that, that's like death. Anything else? Poor? Poor person's like death. Blind? A Rasha is considered dead while he's alive. But what else is like death? The Gemara in Bracha says that sleep is like death. Sleeping. So the Kuznetzer Magid asks a great question. I never thought of this. What? This is outside. He asks the following question. If sleep is like death, I don't understand. Sleeping, you're not dead, you're alive. So how can the Gemara say such a crazy thing? You ever think of this? How could you compare it to death? The Metzius, the reality is, it is not death. So how is it comparable to death? I mean, all the things are not really death. But how is sleep not death? So he makes a very interesting point. He says it must be that if sleep is comparable to death, that death is somewhat alive. Yeah? That if 1/60th of sleeping is like death, so then when you're dead, you're somewhat alive. It has to be. Because how could you compare sleep to Misa? Because when a person passes away, he's not really what we think of death. He's somewhat alive. And that's what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was telling us when he was nifter with the word Chayim. Shimon Bar Yochai, if you add up the numbers of Shimon Bar Yochai, the letters, if you add them up into Gematria, without the Aleph, Yod Vav Chasei of Yochai, is a Gematria Mechayim Mesim. And that's why the Gemara says, if somebody doesn't believe in Mechayim Mesim, he's not going to be Zochet of Mechayim Mesim. You're not gonna merit coming back to life if you don't believe that it's gonna happen. But what Shimon Bar Yochai was telling us is that in every situation you can find Chaim. And the Eitzah we said is the song, Ashreichem Yisrael. To be Asher, to be like Zvulun, to be a supporter of Torah. It doesn't say you have to learn Torah. Learning's great, Yisachar is great. But Zvulun was equally as great. By Visomcheh Meushar, he'll be happy supporting Torah, just as happy as Yisachar. We're getting into a little esoteric here, the next pieces. You can skip the next couple paragraphs. The first paragraph is on the same page, but it starts with a hine. It's the second to last paragraph. And I'm going to preface this with a little bit of background. That our Masorah is that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, since he was the Ramazim of Torah, he was connected on a different radio wave frequency than we were. We say that his neshama had a direct connection with what we term is one of the four types of olamas in this world. The highest level is atzilus, which atzilus usually means close, etzel, next to. So he was mamish next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu his whole life, even in this world. Then you have the next world, bria, which means the initial form. Yetzirah is the next world, going down from the upper realm. Getting mystical. Bria. Yetzira, which is a shape. When Hashem took the Bria and shaped it. And then Asiya is when it's the existing. It's the existence of the world. That's where we are. In the Olam Asiya. So the question that the rabbi from Karmarna asks, why is his name Shimon? Because Shimon is what Shoresh? Shimon. Why the name Shimon, Shimon? Why the Shevet called Shimon? Because Hashem heard Leah. Shimon is a Lashon Shmiah. And Atzilus, which is where we say Rabbi Shimon was in his upper realm, That's a re'ia. There's nothing more true than seeing it. That's why people have a hard time believing in Hashem. If I can't see Him, maybe it's not there. But asiya, we compare it to shmiya, because it's like of a lesser sense. So if Rabbi Shimon was really supposed to be an atzlus, why is his name Shimon? As he says here, the last couple words, you'll see it. Shimon is lashon shmiya. That's like our world. That's something that's not as clear, it seems like. Why is he named after like a lower level? He should be named after like Re'ia. I can't think of a name, but why is this? So he explains, and I'll explain it outside. The same reason is why Rabbi Akiva is named Akiva, after the Shorish Akev, which is what Yaakov was named after, the heel, which is also the lowest part of a person. But Rabbi Akiva was who? Who was his Talmud? Rabbi Akiva was the Rebbe of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. It's a Mesorah, that they're each bringing down a level of loftiness to this world, because it's for everyone. The loftiness that he stood for, you can tap into it. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is saying the Chaim before he was Nifter, that there's Chiyus for us. Even though we might be low, even though the people that he's dealing with might not be the biggest tzaddikim of the generation, they're regular people. They're pashut yidden. They don't learn all day. They're osik in things of this world. A normal person. Even that person, there's a chias, there's a lechatchila. There should be a feeling of unbreakable. The feeling that I can't be damaged, can't be broken. That's what you're supposed to feel. That's what Lag BaOmer is about. That's what we're trying to remember. Is that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai stood for something. He's not this like lofty thing that we can't relate to. He stood for an idea. The idea is that there's secrets, but the secrets are in an upper realm. But we should feel in this world that it doesn't matter what level you're on. It doesn't matter. You go to Meiron. I don't know anyone who's been to Meiron on Lag BaOmer. How many people go? 300,000 people are there? Like, a crazy amount of people are there. And there's all types of people. Because that's what Rashbi was about. He was about that you don't have to be like this. You don't have to be like this. That each Jew, in his avodah, is a lechachila. But the way to be lechachila is to cling to Hashem. Ashreichem Yisrael, if neimi atem etarim. A person needs to cling to the Torah, Bereishis, the word Ashrei. And with that, a person will be lechachila. And if you look at Lag BaOmer, the word Lag is equivalent to 33. Lamed and Gimel equals 33. And what else is Lamed Gimel? What can be broken up Lamed Gimel into two? Lamed Beis and Aleph. Lev, Aleph. Lev Echad. Kishachab Belev Echad. Because another remez that Lag BaOmer, Rashbi is all about Achdus. Achdus is something we need a lot of shiurim about. I can give a separate shiur on Achdus entirely. But Achdus is what Rabbi Shimon was trying to teach us. Achdus means that we're all lechachila Jews. We're all a diamond. We're all unbreakable. And Ashreichem Yisrael, we sing this song on Lag BaOmer, is to be happy. You should feel that you're a lechachila Jew no matter what situation you're in. No matter if you're learning all day, no matter if you're involved in different things, and you look at other people and you say, oh, the worst thing a person could have is charata. I'll give you a personal example. I was given the opportunity, or possibly the opportunity to take a certain job. But it would be, a lot of factors were going into it. But the best eitzah that I remember after I was about to make my decision was, someone said to me, whatever decision you make at the end of the day, no one's going to make the decision for you. The worst thing you can do is every day regret what you did. Worst thing you can do is look back and say, oh, maybe I shouldn't have said no or yes. Maybe I shouldn't have took it. Maybe I should have. That's the worst thing a person could do, is have charata. You need to go through life with that. I'm making lechachila decisions. And whatever decision I make is because I'm supposed to be in this situation. And Hashem is obviously kol atov, and it's going to be for my best. Gamzu latova, it's a very famous line. A person needs to live that. A person needs to feel it. And that's the avoda. Because it's not going to come naturally to us. It's hard. You may sphere it. You have 49 days to work on ourselves. Why? How do we know that? Because 49, it's not coincidental that we were on the 49th level of Tumah. We were sank so low in Mitzrayim. And we're working our way back up to Mekabel the Torah. Every day we're supposed to be working on ourselves to Matar ourselves. Hashem gives us these days to work on ourselves because He knows you're not going to be able to do it overnight. I'll give you to process. And this is the idea of Lag BaOmer and Sfiras HaOmer in general. To feel that we belong. We're lechatchila Jews. I think that's very important, so that people don't have self-esteem. You see people depressed. I see it everywhere. You know, they do something wrong. Okay. Hashem gave us this big matana. It's called tshuva. You know, we say that if you do tshuva properly, not only does your sin get erased, it becomes a mitzvah. It becomes a schar. So I think one takeaway from this year, from this piece, from Rav Moshe Tzvi, from the Scholia Rebbe, is that we need to be confident with ourselves. We need to feel that we're a diamond. We should feel like we're a diamond. I think it helps to be complimenting people. This is something I was working on over Sfira. Some people were very quick to give like our 2 cents about what you could have done differently. But how fast are we to give a compliment? It doesn't come as natural, at least for myself. So something we could work on is giving positive to be positivity, and that gives people a positive attitude and a smile a day. And you know, that's what we're supposed to do, and that makes us feel good and makes us feel like a diamond. It helps us feel like a diamond, that we're important, we're valuable, because that's the most important thing. A lechatchila Jew doesn't have to be a specific type of Jew. Any Jew is a lechatchila Jew. That's what Rabbi Yishmael Bar Yochai stood for. Okay, I think, depending on what time it is, I think this is a good place to stop. It's a lot to soak in. You can think about this for a long time. I'm welcome to answer any questions if anyone has.